The number one topic in Beijing's markets these days is not property, but runaway food prices. For most Chinese citizens, food costs make up a big part of their overall expenses. In many households, food takes up as much as 40% of budgets, and a 10% jump in overall food prices has cut deeply. In larger cities like Beijing, prices for some basics like rice, cooking oil, and vegetables have doubled in the past few months. Meantime, residents point out, salaries have stayed stagnant.
There is nothing here that has not increased in price. Carrots are up to 5.3 yuan. They used to be 1 yuan for 500 grams.
How do we bear it? We can't bear it. Our salaries are too low. It's not bearable.
Consumer prices rose to a 25-month high in October, led mainly by the food component. Some residents, like Ren Liangchuan, have even sought relief in neighboring Hong Kong.
It is definitely a bit cheaper. A lot of people think it's cheaper than the mainland. Also, there are more types of brands, and that is an advantage.
China is threatening price controls, but has so far stopped short of naming actual measures. This is partly because Chinese farmers benefit from the higher prices. Independent economist Andy Shear says Beijing risks unrest if prices are not contained.
Normally, social crisis in China tends to start with inflation. Because of the low income, Chinese are savers, and inflation tends to erode the value of their bank deposits. That causes social panic. What I've seen is that it's showing up that people are hoarding household goods, and that is a sign of social crisis.
At the current 4.4%, inflation is still well below early 2008 peaks. But Beijing was surprised by the latest data, and some observers say officials are moving to show it's aware of the situation and ready to act if necessary. Arnold Gay, Reuters.